giving you a chance to relax, unwind. Sometimes life could get a bit crazy, but take some time for yourself, take a breather, get your dancing shoes on. And if you're fortunate enough, play the Temple Sounds of Culture show, yeah? We are honored to be playing all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to the rest of the world. We don't take this for granted. We are very grateful and thankful for everyone that logs in, everyone that supports us, everyone that keeps pushing and making us keep pushing the envelope to keep playing and discovering these new artists, and we play them week in, week out. I've been your host, Dr. Kenya OC. Until the next Temple Sound show, please take it from me, and I want to say thank you very much. And if you missed the Temple Sounds, the culture show, you can go to my website, temposounds.com, and there you can find a whole list of Temple Sounds songs or shows that I've played with various songs and various artists that we feature on the Temple Sounds of Culture show. Once again, that website is temposounds.com. And go crazy. Just remember, after my show, there's another DJ coming on, so keep it locked. Stay tuned right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And also on my walking radio and Asha Radio Prime. More shows coming up your way, yeah?
don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in a straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. You know you're gonna shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down. Shut 'em down.
I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at WRCT.org.
Oh, Thank you. Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
The inversion of totalitarianism, as I've called it, is perhaps nowhere more strikingly displayed than in the fact, on the one hand, totalitarian regimes mobilize populations, regiment them, generally control them in some kind of unanimous goose step. To put it very simply, totalitarianism seeks to mobilize populations. Inverted totalitarianism seeks to demobilize them.
That's Sheldon Wallen, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Sheldon Wallen on inverted totalitarianism. Traditional totalitarianism conjures up images of jackbooted stormtroopers, gulags, and death camps. In recent years, a new variety of totalitarianism has emerged. Professor Sheldon Wallen calls it the inversion of totalitarianism. It represents the coming of age of corporate power and political demobilization of the citizenry. Unlike classical totalitarian systems, which openly boasted of their intentions to force their societies in a preconceived totality, inverted totalitarianism is not expressly conceptualized as an ideology, nor is it objectified in public policy. Corporations have de facto power and have, over the years, carried out a slow-motion coup d'etat. How to resist? Wallen says it starts at the local level. Our guest today is Sheldon Wallen. He was an award-winning scholar. Cornel West called him the greatest political theorist of and for democracy of our time. He taught at UC Berkeley and Princeton. He passed away in 2015. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in Willits, California in 2003. And now, Sheldon Wallen, Inverted Totalitarianism.
Let me first talk about the notion itself by suggesting what I'm sure some of you are at least familiar with, and that is general features of totalitarianism. That is, what are we looking for when we talk about totalitarianism? First of all, I'm thinking basically about the example of Nazi Germany, but it applies to other totalitarian regimes as well. There's a dichotomy at the outset between elite and mass. The elite are regarded as in some respect specially endowed, such that their talents and skills make them natural leaders. The mass, in turn, indistinguishable from each other, largely the same, responsive to leadership and willing to follow, and mostly put on this earth to follow. Secondly, totalitarianism also is characterized by a one-party system in which one party dominates the political process and in the course of it eliminates or reduces to nullity the other parties. Thirdly, there's a strong ideology to totalitarian systems, that is a belief system that is coherent, that is palatable,